This sheet is dedicated to the Refuah Shleima of Chaim Yisocha ben Chaim Moshkat, our dear friend Chaim Feigenbaum, who needs Rachamei Shemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishlach Lo Refuah Shleima L'Ramach Evoro V'Shesa Agida. We should only hear beside his Tavis. Chaim should be well with his beautiful family. The topic we will be discussing today is a topic that has a source in the weekly parsha. The source might be just a brief one, but the sugya in itself is a fascinating sugya, an important sugya, and therefore this will be our today's discussion. Many times in the past, dafke in the parsha of Yaakov Pikudei, we discussed the concept of groma. Groma regarding Shabbos, groma regarding Nezikin, regarding other lav and other dine Torah. But today the focus will be on the concept of groma, the kiyum mitzvahs asay. When a person performs a mitzvah b'derach groma, was he yoytzi yedei, is it defined as a proper masay mitzvah? What does this question have to do with the weekly parasha? Well, Reb Hesh Pesach Frank, one of the great sages of our time, in Tshuvas Haratzvi, Ora Chaim Siman Kuf Mem Gimel, deals with this question. He also deals with this question at length in Siman Kuf Mem Ches, but in Siman Kuf Mem Gimel, he wants to prove from this week's parasha that a person could perform a mitzvah b'derech groma, and it is a valid mitzvah. The Pesuk says in Parashas Pekuda, V'yasu es avnei hashoham musabois mishbitzayzov mefutochis pituchei chotam al shmois b'nei Yisrael. So obviously, the Pesuk says, V'ya'asu. We find the same formulation in Pasuk Ches, same parasha, parasha Lametes and parashas Pikudai. V'ya'as is a choshen ma'aseh choshev. So we find the lotion of Asiyah regarding Avnei Ephod, once again the choshen. However, in Saitadaf Mem Chesu Mitbeis, Chazal describe how did they actually cut those stones, how were the stones produced by the shomer. The shomer was obviously some kind of an animal. We are not familiar what the shomer was, but the shomer had some special koyach, special power to split the hardest of stones. And Avnei Ephod and Avnei Choshen, as very clear in Rashi, Soita Mem Chesem and Beis, were cut al yedei hashomer. And the lashon of the Gemara is that Mara Lashomer Vehen Nivkaot Me'elehen, and those stones were split by themselves. So obviously Reb Hesh Pesach Frank argues this would be considered a groma, and nevertheless with this groma we are Mekayim the mitzvah of Vayasu, as I stressed before, Vayasu is Avnei Hashoyam Musabis. So that is the Raya of Reb Hesh Pesach Frank. Before going further into this discussion, I just want to make a brief summary. Regarding groma, we find very clear sources in Chazal. But the sources basically deal with lavin, with lotas. Shabbos kuf chof kof chof alav, there's a lengthy suga dealing with gram kibui. When we say gram kibui mutar, it's nav dafki kibui. It is a concept, it is a rule regarding all lamed tes malochas, because Chazal say, why is gram kibui mutar? Lo yisasa kol malochik siv, asiya asra teiru hu grome sharia. In that same sugya, Chazal say this rule also applies to a different lav. Lo yitasum kein l'shem elokeichem, the isra of mechikas Hashem, the shem is a kodesh einam nimchokim. So the Gemara says lo tasun kein asiya asra teiru grome sharia. Therefore, a person that has a shem written on his flesh could bathe, he could go to the ocean, he could take a shower, he could bathe even though the water obviously will erase that shame because it's only a groma, and gram mechikas Hashem is mutar. So this Gemara seems to say that wherever the Torah speaks about asiya, groma is not included. In other sugya, mentioned twice, Ushas, bova kamed av samech and bova basa, chav beizum et beiz, gram Groma bin Azikin patur, if a person caused monetary loss or damage to another person's possessions, if it's indirect, if it's by way of groma, he is not responsible. He does not accountable. He does not have to pay compensation. So that is an additional concept in which groma is not considered Maase HaAdam. And the third basic source is in Sanhedrin the Fine Ches, dealing with the Isser of Ritzicha, Ibud Nefesh. In that sugya, it is also very clear. A person that kills another person, Chas V'Sholom, Ayidei Grama, does not bear responsibility in Basin, and there is no Din Basin. So these are three sugyas in which we see that Grama is different than Asiya, and what a person causes in an indirect fashion is not considered Maase HaAdam. So the question is, how do we deal with this concept regarding Mrs. Sasein that Hesh Pesach wants to prove from this week's parsha? I think we could reject this raya for various reasons. Number one, let me make clear. It is not a mitzvah sasei to do avnei shoyim or avnei choshim or bechlal. The asiyas choshim leifer is not a mitzvah sasei. The only one of the minor mitzvahs that counts asiyat bigdei kohune as a mitzvah asei, a positive precept, is Rabbeinu Sadia Gaon. But all the major rishonim, the major sifrei mitzvahs, including the Halachas Gedolos, Rambam and Ramban, Smag and Smak, the Arayim, the Tashbits, none of them counts as Siyas Big De Kohuna as a mitzvah. The mitzvah is Levishas Big De Kohuna, putting on those garments before doing the Avodah. And even the Levisha, according to some Rishonim, is only Hechsha mitzvah, not a mitzvah. It is true that Torah does use the Lushan, the formulation, Vayasu Asavni Hashoyim, but we are not dealing with a mitzvah to say, and therefore we cannot prove the point from this sugya. An additional argument. It is true the stones were cut by the shomer, but cutting the stones is not necessarily the definition of vayasu es avnei hashoyam. I think the ultimate asiya is placing those stones in the choshen and in the ephod. Cutting the stones is only preparation, and therefore one should not be surprised that the stones were cut in an indirect fashion by the shomer. Argument number three. It is b'chlal not the dover posha to assume that when using an animal to achieve a goal, that would be considered groma. I think this is a major machlokes between Tosis and Rashba, bava kama nun vava mitbeis. It is there that we learn hamamid behema al gabe komes chaveroi chayav l'shalem. If a person takes a cow, an animal, a goat, and he puts it right next to another person's bush, it's a berry bush, it's a fruit tree, he put a giraffe next to his tree, and the giraffe ate up all the apples, he bears responsibility. And there's a machlokes in the Rishonim, why is he responsible, and why does he have to pay? Tosfos says, shen v'regel. Shen v'regel, by definition, is niske mamoin. It is not odom hamazik. But the Rashba rejects Tosfos' opinion, and the Rashba says, Hamamed behem al gaba komes chaveroi is a mazik biudaim. It is considered as if he was the one that took those fruits and put them into the animal's mouth. And it is mazik biudaim. That's the opinion of the Rashba. Evan Huizer, one of the great poskim in Shulchan Aruch HaRachaim, is the Shin Chofchez, deals with the question of using alukot on Shabbos. Well, I want you all to sit down. I know what I'm going to describe now is a bit repulsive, but once it was an integral part of medicine. Doctors used to use leeches. Leeches are parasites, blood-sucking leeches, and they were used for medical purposes. I have heard that even today in some clinics, leeches are used. The leech is a parasite found primarily in rainforests, and it sucks the blood of other living creatures. So once bloodletting was a very, very broadly accepted form of medicine, and doctors used to use leeches, and there's a machlokes between the poskim, putting a leech onto a person's back, whether that would be considered a malocha, netilas neshoma, or not. The Evan Oizer argues that is mamish a malocha. It's not a groma. It's a maisa. And he proves the point from the Rashbam Bava Kama Nun Vav that we just quoted. So obviously, an animal, if that is the nature of the animal, and it is known in advance that this is what the animal will do. You know, I think there's a difference. Big animals, you know, carnivores, not always do the attack and kill. Depends whether they're hungry or not. If a lion isn't hungry, a zebra could pass before its nose and sometimes wouldn't even, blink an eye. But obviously the leeches that were used were leeches that weren't full, and it was known without any doubt that the moment they're put on the person's flesh, they will suck blood. In that event, I think Kuli Alma Moida, maybe even Tosis would be Moida, that would be considered Maisa and not Groma. We do not know what the Shomer was. We aren't aware of any living creature that could split rock, stone, by any means. But obviously, Chazal speak about the Shomer. I could just assume that it was known beyond doubt that the Shomer will split those stones. Using an animal to achieve any purpose is considered a Maisa Ha'odom and not the Groma, at least according to the Rashba, and that is the argument of Evan Oiza, and that argument is also relevant regarding the Shomer. Some other Gedolim dealt with this question before of Hesh Pesach Frank. Could a person perform a mitzvah to say by Groma? One of them is Reb Lezer Gordon. Reb Lezer Gordon was one of the great Gedolim in the Litta, and probably he was the last of the Litvish Gedolim that was a Rav and a Rosh Hashiva. You know, in later generations, the Rabbonim were one class and the Rosh Hashivas were another class. Reb Lezer Gordon was the Rav in Telz, he was also the Rosh Hashiva, and he has a Tshuva Sefer, but I am quoting from a very special kuntis that's printed in the Zdei Chemed. When the Zdei Chemed published the first volumes of his Sefer, the way he wrote the name of the Sefer is Zdei, Sin Dalet Yud Chemed. And the Zdei Chemed writes that he got complaints from some of the Gedolim that Sin Dalet Yud is the same letters as a shame, one of the Shem Shienim Namchukim, Shem Shachai. And they said, maybe that isn't proper. Maybe he should change the name to Zdei Chemed Sin Dalet A instead of Sin Dalet Yud. And the Zdei Chemed write a lengthy kuntres, and he also turned to some Gedolim to voice their opinions. And that all those Divrei Torah are included in a kuntres named Be'er Besodi. And that is printed in one of the volumes of Zdei Chemed. It depends which edition. It was printed in various different parts of the Zdei Chemed. And in that context, Zdei Chemed printed a letter that he received from Reb Lezer Gordon. And Reb Lezer Gordon has some very interesting arguments. You know, he says, if Sodai is a shame, then the word El would be a shame, because it's the same letters as Kale, Aleph Lamed. Well, then we would have to issue an unbelievable psak that the word El, which appears probably thousands of times in the Kroya Kodesh, cannot be erased, should be a shame, she'en aninchek, and that is totally ridiculous. Anyway, the Blazer Gordon in this major kuntres goes into various questions dealing with Groma, and he also deals with the question, how about Kiyum mitzvah say that derech groma, is a person yotze or not? And he wants to prove that a person is yotze from two different liars. But Yochanan and Arash Lukashava machloikis and Babakama chofalach. Eisho mishum chitzav or eisho mishum memoinoi. According to Yochanan, when you put on a fire, and the fire, you know, it consumes and devours, and the fire, you know, becomes an inferno, the fire would always be considered chitzod. It is defined as koichoi shol odom. And therefore, if that fire destroys, or chas v'sholom kills, it is considered odom hamazik, and the person would be considered a tzer. Because eisha mishum chitzav is just like shooting an arrow from your bow. The same is with fire. The Shlokesh argues, no. Eishoi, after all, isn't koichoi. So the Blazer Gordon asks an interesting question. There is a mitzvah of burning an ir anadachas. V'soraftu as a ir v'skol shlolo. According to the Shlokesh, when a person puts on a fire and the fire moves on, burning, consuming, destroying, that is not considered koichoi. So how are we makayim the mitzvah of v'soraftu as a ir? Do you need to torch every tefach? Every amma, every foot, every inch. He asked the same question regarding beer chometz and beer chometz at a sleifa. So if you have a big bag of chometz, do you have to put the torch to every slice of bread, every soup amind, because otherwise it wouldn't be considered koichoi? So obviously, according to the Shlokesh, it's only memainoi, and nevertheless, it's groma, and nevertheless, you're makayim the mitzvah. Well, on the contrary, on the other hand, I think there are very clear sources from which we see there's no difference between a mitzvah saseh and a lo ta'aseh. And the basic rule that groma would not be considered asiyah is relevant to mitzvahs and not only to isurim. And I think that is very, very clear from various sources. For instance, Churan Daf Tet Zayin, the Gemara deals with shechita, hashoichet b'muchani. And as we learned last year in other Rishayna, Muchani was a machine, a very primitive machine, but nevertheless it was a machine, and it was koichoi. And the Gemara says there is a stira, shechit b'muchani, shechito soy kshera, or ein shechito soy kshera. And the Gemara says, depends which type of a machine, Muchani, whether it's pachra or maya. And then the Gemara goes on and says, no, maybe both brises deal with a water machine, which is considered grava, koyach rishon, and that's koyach sheni. So then the Gemara goes on to quote the sugya in Sanhedrin, and the Gemara draws a very clear similarity between the sugya in Sanhedrin, haim on the shuk of bitke de maya. He caused the demise of a person by opening a dam, and the person was drowned in the rushing water that rushed out of the dam. And the Gemara is mechalek regarding the retziche, koyach rishon, koyach sheni. And the Gemara says the same svara would be relevant by shchita. So obviously, the Gemara learns shchita from retziche. A similar sugya we find in Sanhedrin of Ayin Zayin, dealing with retziche, groma, and the Gemara learns from a Mishnah that appears in Masechet Porah of Perek Yud Beis Mishnah Beis. Machat shinasun al acheres, hizo oleo, sofek al machat hizo, sofek al acheres, hizo v'mitza oleo, regarding mechatos to be metayer and machat, and the zika didn't fall directly on the machat but rather on the kli, and from the kli, you know, it went back ricocheting to the machat, that would be considered groma. And the Gemara brings a raya from this Mishnah to Dinei Retzicha. So obviously, in both these sugyas, Chazal make it very clear that a mitzvah to say an alav would have the same rule. So how do we deal with what might seem to be a stira? This brings us back to the area of groma regarding Isurei Torah, laven. And I just want to give you my basic idea in advance. Many times, regarding many different sugyas, we differentiated between different types of mitzvahs to say and different types of lavin. Some mitzvahs are essentially avodas Hashem. Those primarily include Seder Ayam, Shabbos, and Moed. The essence of these mitzvahs is the etzem performance, the deeds, the actions that are essentially avodas Hashem. But many mitzvahs, the essence of those mitzvahs are betitzu and the outcome. One of the striking examples they always bring is the mitzvah to say v'yarto horom mikirbecho. Well, no escaping the fact, al pi din Torah, capital punishment is part of the arsenal dealing with Ovrei Aver. So, Uviyata Roma Kamecho, administering Dalad Mises Basins, the Mises to say, but it is very clear to any sensible person that the Ikka Mitzvah is Betotza and the outcome, Uviyata Roma Kamecho. Capital punishment should serve as a deterrent. It should serve as a kapora, because it's a kapora for the transgressors. There is no avoidance of a kid in killing a Jew. It is not like Netilas Lulav or Achilas Mas or Kiddush Hayoyim in Shabbos. It is not like Dalad Minim. It is not like Matzah in Korban Pesach. And many mitzvahs are of the same essence. The same rule applies to loving. The entire realm of Mitzvah Shebem Adom L'Chaveroi, Gneive, Gzele, Mazek Chaveroi, Choyvel V'Chaveroi, Retzicha, Lo Tiretzach. I mean, the essence of these mitzvahs is the outcome. Evil killing a person, an innocent person, is something which is essentially evil. Machoros Asuris, or other mitzvahs Shebein Adam L'Mokoyim, should be defined as the equivalent of Achilas Shel Mitzvah. Bias Asiris would be the equivalent of Prior Revia, or Mitzvahs Yibum. The realm of Bein Adam L'Mokoyim is usually defined Etzema Maise. That is the essence of the mitzvah, whether it's a mitzvah say or a zoloi sesa. However, just as some of the mitzvahs of say are defined as mitzvahs of the chetzer, not of the gavra, and the essence of the mitzvah is the outcome, the same rule would apply to various lavin. And we differentiated regarding various sugyas between the two different categories of mitzvahs. And I think this differentiation should be the guiding light also in the sugya of grama. When we're dealing with mitzvahs in which the maisa is the more important factor, that is the basic factor, the performance of a mitzvah and the etzem maisa, which is avodas Hashem, then grama would not be enough, would not be sufficient. But when we're dealing with mitzvahs in which the outcome is essentially what it's all about, even grama should be enough, even grama should be sufficient. So let's go through various sugyas and see whether this rule really sticks, whether it really solves our dilemmas. Let's go back to the first sugya we mentioned, probably the most basic one. Gram kibui mutar, regarding Melacha Shabbos, grama would not be considered a siyah. Oh, then that is very logical, according to our basic rule, because Shabbos is entirely Ben Adam L'Mokoyim. The entire idea of Shabbos is Laman Yanuach. The person should not do a malacha, and therefore it would be very logical to assume that regarding Shabbos, grama would not be considered asiyah. But how do we deal with Mechikas Hashem? Wouldn't we assume that regarding Mechikas Hashem we're dealing with a Isser, which the more important and basic factor is the outcome and not Etzem HaAsiyah? Well, I think that assumption is not necessarily correct. Regarding Mechikas Hashem, maybe it is not the outcome which is that important. We live in a world which is a constantly changing environment. Everything comes and goes besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu, His Torah and His mitzvahs. Only they are eternal. People are born, live their lives, demise is part of our existence, move on, leave the world to their children. Trees grow, ultimately oxidated by forces of nature, making room for new foliage, new trees, new growth. Everything in our world is constantly changing. So it is not the outcome, Mechikas Hashem, which is bad. It is the fact that a person is Mechikas Hashem. So we're dealing with a concept of the Gavra, not the Chesed. There's an interesting tshuva in Noida Yehuda regarding Mechikas Hashem. And the Noida Yehuda in Or HaChaim Tinyonis, in the New Zion, says that Gram Mechikas Hashem is also, but not because of the law of Loitasun. Loitasun Kem Hashem Lakechem is only Asiya, not Grama. But there is a generalism of Bezoyan Shem Shemayim. So I think the Maid of Yudah is making this point. There are two dinim and two different concepts. Bezoyan Shem Shemayim is the outcome, and therefore causing Mechikas Hashem even indirectly would be an Isser, because that is only causing Bezoyan of Shem Shemayim. However, Loitasun Kem Hashem Elkechem should be defined as a Isser Shebegavra. How would we deal with Mato Mum Bekotchik? I think it's the only source in Shas mentioned three times. Beitzachov Zayim et Beis Menoches Nun Vavam et Beis Amcholus Lamed Gimelam et Beis. All these three sources we learn Matal Mum Bekotchem is also even Begrama, not Misvara, but rather Migzeres Hakosav, because the pasuk says Kol Mum Lo Yehiye Bo, and it is from this pasuk that we learn Matal Mum Bekotchem is also. Obviously, if not Gzeis HaKosav, we would say same rule as all the other Asuim. Would that be Gavra or Hefza? Once again, I think it's Gavra. I think it's Gavra. The person. The person is Machal HaKodesh when he is Matal Mum Bekotchem, and not necessarily that the outcome is evil. Asiyas Avodah Zarah. This is, I think, a great idea. The Rambam twice. Sefer HaMitzvos Lo Ta'aseh Gemel. And once again, in Hilchos Avodas Kechovim, Perek Gimel, Halacha Tes, the Rambam says, Lo Yistase Pesel V'Kol Tmuno, Asiyas Avodah Zarah is also, even though you ask a goy to do the Avodah Zarah for you. And the Rambam writes a sentence of the Oraisa, and Sefer HaChinuch is astounded, and he argues, why would it be an Issa the Oraisa? It's just a concept of Shlichus. So this is a tremendous chiddush in the Rambam. The Rambam says that the law of asiyas avodah zarah, the prohibition not to make an avodah zarah, is valid even when you ask a guy to produce avodah zarah for you, and it's an issur d'oraisa. And the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Chav Zayin expresses, you know, disbelief. How does the Rambam write that it's an issur d'oraisa when it definitely isn't more than grama? And I made very clear in Minchas Oshon Baba Kama that asking a non-Jew, an adult, a bar das, to do something is even less than grama. Grama is cause and effect, putting a process into motion when ultimately, in an indirect way, you are directly causing the outcome. But if you ask a person to do something and the person is a bar das and he is the one that has a free will, choose to do or not to do, to be or not to be, then that isn't even considered a grama. But nevertheless, the Rambam writes that a sin is a d'oraisa. And the Michas Pinach says probably the Rambam has a drosha somewhere in Chazal, but we aren't aware. We don't know of any source that there is a drosha. My argument is this. As I said regarding mitzvah saseh, the same rule applies to mitzvah loisa. So when it is obvious and simple and poshut that the essence of a mitzvah saseh or a lav is in its outcome, then grama is just as good as a seer. From all the lavin we mentioned that dealt with in the shiur today, I think the only one that is logical and simple that the Isra is the outcome is Asiyas Avodah Zarah, because producing Avodah Zarah isn't actually Avodah. It is not the Isra of Avodas Elilim. So what is the Isra? Laharbot Avodah Zarah Ba'olam. Laharbot Avodah Zarah, to make Avodah Zarah, to enhance Avodah Zarah. So the Isra isn't the outcome. And therefore, the Rambam feels that it's a simple Svarah. That regardless of how you made this Avodah Zarah, yourself, by others, Asiya, Grama, what is the difference? Ata garanta li ribuy Avodah Zarah ba'olam, and that is essentially what this Isser is all about. So, in Bava Basachov Beis Amed Beis, the Gemara says, even though Grama ben Azikin is potur, aval osur, but the Gemara doesn't go into details. What is the Isser? Neither do Rishonim on the spot. Is there an Issa d'oraisa? Is there an Issa d'rabbanan? What is the essence of the Issa? If it's Groma, and Groma is not considered as if we have done what happened, so how would it be also? Why is Gram Kibui Mutar, Gram Mechikat Hashem Mutar, and Groma ben Azikin is also? Well, according to my argument, very simple. Because regarding the mitzvah sheben odom l'chaveiro, it is the outcome that is the essentially the iser, and therefore grama is just the same as direct asiyah. And that is the key to understand why regarding asiyah sabayda zora, mazik, roitzeach, grama might not be accountable and basin, but there definitely is an issa d'oraisa. Ma she'en kein, machikas Hashem, gram kibui, matalmin bekotchim, by matalmin bekotchim, it is only an issa d'oraisa because it's a special exerce kosov. And that would also solve the problem we have with mitzvahs asay. We brought two sugyas, shchita on one hand, kiddush mechatos on the other hand, taharas mechatos, taharas tmeimeis alidei mechatos. In those halachas, brom is not valid because they are essentially b'maisa, asiyat hadvarim. However, burning an iron adachas, burning chametz, in these mitzvahs, it is simple that the Yikar mitzvah is not avodas elokim, but actually the outcome, the result, therefore grama is the same as direct asiyah. Previous occasions, I mentioned various piskei halacha in which a person could perform a mitzvah, even the ma'asei goy. Examples, Tfilas Kelim, that is in the Prichodesh, Simen Kufchof in Yerodea, Asiyat Ma'ake, Machna Fraim, Simen Yud Aleph in Hilchashluchin, Rashbo, Tshuvas Rashbo, Chelak Aleph, Simen Reishin on Zayin, regarding the mitzvah of Uviyarta or Romeker Becho, the Rashbo says, Dalad Mises Bezin could be performed even Al Yedei Goy, Boheroas Bezin, and the basic rule is the same. These mitzvahs, essentially the essence of these mitzvahs is the outcome, and therefore grama would be considered just as valid as asiya. So that is my basic understanding in the sugya of grama b'mitzvahs asay, and just to give it very briefly, the same rule as grama, balavin, or b'kol shar dinei toiro. This week, we finish Chumash Amos in Parshas V'yakel Pikure. Five Parshias, Troma, Tetzava, Kitiso, V'yakel Pikure, deal with Mishkan, the Kalev. And from Chumash Amos, we move on to Chumash Vayikra, which is defined by Chazal Toiras Koyhanim. And the Ramban explains in the beginning of Chumash Vayikra, why does Chumash Vayikra come right after Chumash Amos? Because in Chumash Amos, we build the Beis HaMikdash, we build the Mishkan, and we were Zeichet Rosh Hashanah Shechinah, but in order to ensure that the Shechinah will stay with us, that is where Avodas HaMikdash comes into the picture. Parshas Pekudai, the first Pasuk, Ela Pekudai HaMishkan, Mishkan Avodas, Rashi writes, Mishkan Avodas, twice, HaMishkan, Mishkan, Shtei Pomim, Remez LeMikdash, Shenes Mashkan, Bishnei Chorbonim, Al Avodas Seyem Shel Yisrael. Sometimes we rise to the challenge, but the real challenge is our routine. So B'nai Yisrael were extremely excited and inspired. Everybody was moved. Everybody rushed to bring Nidves HaMishkan. Probably those were days of tremendous simcha. And what a heights they reached, what elevation they received from merely bringing Nidves HaMishkan and participating in Binyan HaMishkan. But the real test is along the way. Klal Yisrael had very many magnificent moments. Kriyas Yam Suf, in which they were elevated to the Mala, to the Madrega of Nevi'im. Or Asa Shufcha Aliyam Asher Aroi Yecheskel Ben Buzi, Yecheskel V'kol HaNevi'im. Ma'amad Har Sinai, in which they were elevated to the Madrega of Malach HaYeshores, and Chazal say that HaKodesh Baruch Hu said, Mi Gilo Razel Abon Eloshin Shem Malach HaYeshores Mishtamshim Bo. Probably, HaKomes HaMishkon. But the test is along the way. And therefore, Chumash Vayikra Toras HaKoyanim comes right after Chumash Amos. you were so happy to get the Beis HaMikdash, but please, please, please care for it. If not, you will lose the Beis HaMikdash if you wouldn't be found fitting for Ashuras HaShchina. So on the last parasha of Chumash Shemois, Eilat Kudi HaMishkon Mishter Oedis, Remez L'Shtei Mikdoshoi Shenes Mashkenu Ba'avoy Noiseyem Shel Yisroel. And about the Zohar of Yud Ches, I'll tell a magnificent story about one of the great Tanoim, Haruge Malchus, that was Moise Nafshoi to be Marbetz Torah B'Yisroel, Rav Chanina ben Toragin. And when the Romans decreed that Bnei Yisroel cannot be Oisik B'Torah, Sam Nafsho B'Kapo, and with tremendous Mesiris Nefesh, was Makal Kedas Barabim, Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, was the sage of the generation, his elder, and Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma was angry with Rabbi Chanina ben Toragin, and he said, this is not the proper way. You have to teach Torah the underground. You're endangering yourself and the entire community. And Rabbi Chanina ben Toragin asked Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, Ma ani lachaye woylam abo? Will I be zoicha toylam haba? And Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma asks a strange question. Klum masa boli yotcho. Did you ever perform a beautiful deed? Tell me about yourself. Klum masa boli yotcho. And he says, Moshel Purim Nesalfali b'Moshel Sadduka v'chilaktem l'aliyem. It once transpired, I set aside money for my family, and the money was mixed up with Moshel Sadduka, and I gave it all away to aliyem. He says, Im kain. You're such a great man. Alavai, I should be together with you in Olam Haba. But it's strange. You're speaking to one of the greatest Mekadshei Shem Shemayim. He's Moise Nefesh on Avotas Torah. So why? What is so important about Krumasa Boliyotcho? I think the basic idea is sometimes people could rise to the challenge. But that is not really, really what defines a person. Is a Noiva Delakim. The real challenge is the way we live in our daily lives, in our daily routine. That is who we really are. So Bnei Yisrael gave away everything to build the Beis HaMikdash, but will they rise to the true challenge of keeping that Beis HaMikdash, of being worthy and fitting for Hashoras HaShana? And ultimately, we failed that test, for we do not have a Beis HaMikdash today. If we would be fitting for Ashuras HaShchina, we would have one. And that is why in the last parasha of Chumash Shemois, before saying goodbye, the Torah gives us this remez, HaMishkon Mishkon Shtei Mishkon Shtei Mikdash HaShchinas Mashkenu Ba'avoy Neseyem Shel Yisrael. So when this Sefer, Chumash Shemois, comes to an ending, this is a hezbonus that is required from each and every one of us. What do we do in our daily lives, in our daily routine, to be fitting for Ashuras HaShchina? And I explained many times, the entirety of Avodas Beis HaMikdash centers around three kelim, the Menorah, the Mizbeach, and the Shulchan. These three kelim indicate Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim, the three pillars of Torah, the three pillars of Yiddishkeit. If we will rise to the challenge and achieve Shleimus in Torah, in Avodas HaTefillah, and in Chesed, and in Gemilas Chasadim, it is the way to build in the Beis Mikdash Hu Elyon, in the heavens, the Menorah, the Mizbechos, and the Shulchan. It is then that we will be Zeiche, as Rashi writes in Sukkot Daf Mem Aleph. Zeh HaBayis HaShlishi She'ol Mitzatem Loi, Banui V'Meshuchlal Yered, Eish Min HaShomayim, V'Meheiro V'Yomeinu, Amen.